Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 172 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing a simple topic titled, Whose Expectations? Whose Expectations? My anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts 5, verse 29. And I'll read from the King James Bible. It says, Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. We ought to obey God rather than men. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's message is quite simple. Whose expectations are you meeting? Whose expectations are you meeting? Are you meeting God's expectations of you? Or are you meeting the expectations of others of you? Because I'm telling you, if you live your life to meet the expectations of others, you're going to be in a really tough place. Mentally, spiritually, honestly, many areas of your life. Many people, they live their lives to basically keep up with the Joneses. What do I mean by, keep up with the expectation Joneses. What do I mean by that? Basically, all these people have this, oh, you must do this, you must do that, you must do this, you must do that. And then you ask yourself, and you see some people, they are like wearing themselves out, like, oh, I got to meet this person's expectations. I got to meet my this expectations, my that expectations, my this expectations, my that expectations. The thing is it bad for people to have expectations of you? No. And are people's expectations of you always terrible things? No. But are people's expectations of you always God's will for your life? The answer to that question is also no. So you just have to be really careful what you're living your life on. Like literally, what are you living your life on? Because you see some people, they just wear themselves out so much, just to meet the expectations of other people. They're like, oh, if I don't do this, if I don't do that. Like honestly, we live in an expectations economy. And honestly, this problem has gotten way worse with the advent of social media. Again, I'm not saying social media is bad. It's not. Social media is a great thing, but it also has its negative CD aspects. And one of those things is basically how people these days live. It's almost like a much bigger stage of expectations. You know, before the only expectations you had were from like human beings around you in your physical network that you knew, you know, at your school, at your place of work. But now, basically, the whole world has expectations of you almost at this point. Because with social media, you can connect with people all over the world. With, you know, YouTube and many of these other, you know, public things, you see one expectation after the other. And this is not just a problem for adults. Honestly, it's a huge problem with kids, especially teenagers. They just want to meet this person's expectation. Or sometimes people may not even have those expectations, but you'll put those unnecessary burdens on yourself. Like for example, oh wow, I see this celebrity looks like this. I gotta look like this. I see this person drives this car. I need to have this car. Wow, I see this person is dating this person. Wow, I need to be dating someone like this. I see this having this. So you see people, they literally make their lives all about being like something, right? You see many people, they do all these challenges and this and that and this and that. Because in their minds, they think that, wow, I gotta look like this person. I need to do exactly what this person is doing. You need to pump the brakes on that. I'm telling you, that is one of the most shallow ways to live life. That is one of the most empty ways to live life. Because basically, you are chasing standards that you may never be able to meet. It's almost like the target is always moving. You see sometimes, oh, you're like, oof, okay, I finally achieved this one expectation I see online. And then the new thing that becomes in vogue is completely different. So just be careful of what kinds of expectations you're trying to meet. Be careful of what kinds of expectations you put on yourself. In fact, be careful of how you define certain things. Like, for example, you see some young people, they define success as having a Lamborghini in the garage and having gold chains and wearing fancy sneakers and, you know, having one accessory or the other. They're like, oh, if you have this, you have it made. Where did they acquire many of those things from? Well, they acquired many of those things because that's what they saw online. They saw some young person, some influencer on one of these social media platforms, and they're like, oh, I gotta hit this thing. If not, I've not made it as a young person. The thing that many people don't understand is many of these people, the products they are modeling online, they don't even own any of them. But you see, people, they define their successes those ways. And then when they don't hit those successes, they feel depressed. They feel depressed. They feel anxious. They feel like they're failures. Or they go and commit suicide. So I'm just encouraging you today, what expectations do you have? Because many people, even their definitions of success are just completely misguided. Again, I remember that place in the book of Ecclesiastes. I can't remember the verse right now, but Solomon was a wise man. He was a wealthy man. He literally had anything any reasonable human being could ask for. And then what did he say? He says, here's the conclusion of the matter. This is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's it. The Bible contains God's expectations of you. And let me tell you this. God is the one person that has these great expectations of you, but he provides the grace for you to meet those expectations. And the thing is, God's expectations of you are reasonable. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You'll find rest for your souls. So come to God today. If you're carrying that burden of expectations, you can drop it at the cross today. You can leave it in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ today. So if you want to take that next step and go into the rest of God. Again, I'm not saying that being a Christian does not means, oh, wow, you're going into life. There's no more work required of you. No, no, that is not it. In fact, if that's what you're expecting Christianity to be, then you probably should think long and hard before making this decision, before making this prayer of salvation. Because many people, they make that prayer of salvation, but it's actually not a real commitment in their hearts. There is no true Christianity that absolves of responsibility. There's responsibilities. Fearing God and keeping his commandments is a responsibility. But I promise you, the work required to keep God's commandments is far easier because there is grace available for it. God is not leaving you unsupported. There is support. There is the help. There is the grace of God. There is the help of his Holy Spirit to see you through all those things. So if you want to make that next step today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Purify me with your blood. I believe you died on the cross to save me from sin and to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to trust and follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. I pray that you give us the grace to drop those burdens of human expectations and to pick up your burden and your yoke that is light and easy, that your name might be glorified. Help us, O Lord, to remember that your expectations of us are what ultimately matters and not the expectations of man. Help us to be doers of the word and give us the grace to follow through. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things I want you to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you things you need to do to grow your walk with God. Number two, read the Bible daily. Meditate on it and actually do what you read. The New Living Translation is great. Again, just be consistent in doing those things. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, but they preach things that are contrary to the Word of God. You don't want to be in that kind of place. So attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But again, just read the Word of God, keep His commands, fellowship with other believers, develop your relationship with Christ, which you'll learn from episodes 96 to 101, and I'll be well with you. Until next time, bye for now, and have a great weekend. Shalom.